This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Europe hadn't seen a solar eclipse this big for years. Many Europeans thought it was pretty cool, but a few others were worried. They are grid operators and utility workers in Germany and Italy. Solar power has grown to be a significant part of the electricity supply in those places. So what happens when the sun goes away at once? Well, that concern shines some light on a big challenge. As renewable energy grows, how do you integrate it into the grid? Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
Of course, it does get dark every single day, but not all at once. Sunset, dusk, you're talking an hour there, and that gives time to spin up other generators. Because the big challenge for grid operators is always balancing out supply and demand in real time. Anthony Paul is a fellow at the think tank Resources for the Future.
Fossil fired generators are not like stereos. You can't just turn the volume from 5 to 10.
Generators take time to ramp up and down. What happens when the sun comes back and you've still got all that power from your other sources? Maybe an overload. People worried about blackouts. As it happened, they did fine. No blackouts. But it shows why, even with just regular stuff, night falling, clouds rolling in, solar means extra work for grid operators. And then there's what's called distributed generation, rooftop solar. The grid isn't really built for it. John Larson is a director at the Rhodium Group.
Traditionally, our grid has been a one-way street.
Power comes from the generator through the network to your house.
But now, as you're getting more and more distributed generation out there, rooftop solar and the like, you're turning it into a two-way street.
And the street may not be wide enough to handle traffic in both directions. For instance, Germany. Ben York is a research engineer at the Electric Power Research Institute. He says there's now six times as much power coming up from some places on Germany's grid as you traditionally had going out to them.
You go back to that street analogy, if you had originally two lanes going one way, now you've got to add six or seven lanes going back the other way.
He says Germany is looking at a $30 billion investment to create those lanes in the next few years. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman from Marketplace.